Text 50. George Gordon Byron. Manfred's Torment.
The lamp must be replenished. But even then it will not burn so long as I must watch. My slumbers, if I slumber, are not sleep, but a continuance of enduring thought, which then I can resist not. In my heart there is a vigil, and these eyes but close to look within. And yet I live, and bear the aspect and the form of breathing men. But grief should be the instructor of the wise. Sorrow is knowledge. They who know the most must mourn the deepest o'er the fatal truth. The tree of knowledge is not that of life. Philosophy and science and the springs of wonder and the wisdom of the world I have essayed, and in my mind there is a power to make these subject to itself. But they avail not. I have done men good, and I have met with good even among men, but this availed not. I have had my foes, and none have baffled, many fallen before me, but this availed not. Good or evil, life, powers, passions, all I see in other beings have been to me as rain unto the sands since that all-nameless hour. I have no dread, and feel the curse to have no natural fear, nor fluttering throb that beats with hopes or wishes, or lurking love of something on the earth. Now, to my task. Mysterious agency, ye spirits of the unbounded universe, whom I have sought in darkness and in light, ye who do compass earth about and dwell in subtler essence, ye to whom the tops of mountains inaccessible are haunts, and earths and oceans caves familiar things, I call upon ye by the written charm which gives me power upon you. Rise, appear. They come not yet. Now by the voice of him who is the first among you, by this sign which makes you tremble, by the claims of him who is undying, rise, appear, appear. If it be so. Spirits of earth and air, ye shall not thus elude me. By a power deeper than all yet urged, a tyrant spell, which had its birthplace in a star condemned, the burning wreck of a demolished world, a wandering hell in the eternal space, by the strong curse which is upon my soul, the thought which is within me and around me, I do compel ye to my will. Appear!